Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi and the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This week's Parsha is Parsha Shmini. We missed Parsha Tzav, so we're going to do a very quick piece on Parsha Tzav just to catch us up, just all the craziness of Purim didn't get around to doing the Shir. But from last week, this week and the previous week, we went all the way back from Shabbos, Demai, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin, and we went all the way to Mazel Tov, completing Maseches Demai and beginning Kilayim. Kilayim began Thursday, and Friday is Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnayis, Gimel, and Dalid. Beis and Gimel. So Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be Zochah, just like we were Zochah to make a Siyam on Maseches Demai, we should be Zochah to make a Siyam on Maseches Kilayim and learning it, understanding it well, and being able to take many of these halachos and hashkafic ideas away with us. So for Parshas Tzav, very quickly, we spent a lot of the end of Demai, of the week, 2 weeks ago, learning about the separating Truma and if Truma and Truma's Meiser and all these things were not separated, how do you deal with the produce that you have, and just it makes us think about what's being given to the Kohanim, to the Levim, that we have to separate all these portions. And in Parshas Tzav, I think it becomes more clear why that is, at least for the Kohanim. The idea extends to the Levim as well, but definitely for the Kohanim, we see the Avoda, and especially in Parshas Tzav, that the Kohanim are the facilitators of the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, that they're doing that job. And you know, one such pasuk in Perek Vav, pasuk Yud, says, "Lo seifeh chametz chelkom nasati osam meishai." That Hashem says, "I have given it as a portion to them from meishai, from my fire offerings. I have given it as a portion for them." And we see similar terminology regarding the Kohanim, that there's a portion that's given to them, that you know, these special gifts that are given to the Kohanim and to the Levim. And yes, it might make things very difficult as we try to navigate produce, and especially produce acquired from an Ama Aretz, and we have to figure out, like, why are we doing this? But to keep in mind that we are providing sustenance for when it comes to the Kohanim, the facilitators of the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to the Levim, also priests of some form and teachers of Klal Yisrael, and Hashem has set the Kohanim and Levim aside, and therefore it's fitting. So as we get into all these details of trying to work out a way to get the proper gifts to the Kohanim and Levim, when we read Parshas Tzav, we are reminded about the special role, at least of the Kohanim, and makes it a little bit more willing to take this on b'simcha and b'tuv levav. So now, as we go on to Parshas Shmini, so one point I thought was just very interesting from this past week's limud in Demai, we had Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. This is discussion over here. It says Poel She'eno Mamin Lebal Abayis Nota Grugeres Achas VeOmer. So if you have a Poel, a worker who is not, he doesn't trust the Baal Bayis that he's working for to taking off Meiser, and he takes a Grugeres, he takes a fig, and he's VeOmer, and he separates Meiser from it. And figures out the Trumas Meiser and the Meiser Sheni at the end, Mechula Almos, and then he ends up being Mechalel the Meiser Sheni onto money. He redeems it onto money, and Vechosek Rogeres Achas, and then he takes out one of these figs and doesn't eat from that from one of those figs. So this point, the Vechosek Rogeres Achas, this one fig, this one dry fig that he's holding back from, because that's going to be the Trumas Meiser. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer lo yachsoch. He says, no, you don't hold back from eating that one fig. Why not? Because if he holds back from eating that fig, so he's minimizing his malacha for the Baal HaBayis. Meaning that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says a person should not limit his food intake over here, because the food intake is actually very important. The food intake is what's going to allow him to do what he needs to do, and I mean, doing the malacha for his boss. So even though you might think, you know, he's being, by holding back from that Grugeres Echas, he's maybe limiting himself. Maybe you say it's like a chumrah, he's limiting himself. But Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is saying, no, this chumrah is actually at the expense of the boss, because the boss expects you to work. And over here, if you're going to be starving yourself, you're not going to have the energy to work properly. So really, it's the less firm thing, you can call it, to hold back. Really, the more firm thing is to eat it, to give yourself energy and be a trustworthy employee. And I think this connects to an important point of this week's Parsha, where we have Perek Yud Aleph in Parsha Shmini, where we learn about the food that is kosher and that is not kosher, particularly the animals, which ones are kosher and which ones are not. And often people will describe this Parsha as the Parsha of things that you're not allowed to eat, the animals that you're not allowed to eat. But the Torah doesn't present it like that. The Torah says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe ve'Aaron le'mor alehem, dabru al bnei Yisrael le'mor." Speak to the Jewish people, saying, "Zos hachaya asher tochlu." These are the animals that you should eat. Mikol b'hema asher alaretz, from all the animals that are on the land. And then it says, you know, a cat. And actually, it starts off with a category of animals you can eat. It says you can eat anything that is mafresas parsav shosah shesa prasos malas gir b'hema osah tochelu. If you have animals. Of hooved animals, anything that's a hooved animal, if its hooves are completely split, and if it chews its cud, if it brings up its cud, those are animals you can eat, and then there are four exceptions. But it starts off with, these are the animals that you can eat. It doesn't start off with things you can't eat, but that you can eat, because there's an instruction from the Torah over here to eat these animals. You're being commanded to eat animals, to eat these. Now, when you're eating animals, okay, there's certain ways that you have to slaughter it, and there's certain things that you can eat and that you can't eat, and of course you can't mix it with milk. But you're being commanded in this parsha to eat animals, to feed your body, to be able to have the energy to serve Hashem. We often think of it as the other way around. You know, it's like there is a concept of precious. There is a concept in Torah of abstinence and holding back and a minimization of physical indulgence. There is such a concept, but that also comes at an expense. It's brought down the Gemara in Tainus regarding people fasting, and it says maybe Talmid Chacham should not fast, because if you're fasting, it's going to hold back your ability from learning properly, so then maybe you shouldn't fast. Now, obviously, we do have fast days on our calendar. There is a concept, but it's just we should realize that there should be a balance, that it shouldn't be extreme that we completely hold back. You know, maybe for some people, and maybe at certain points of the year, and maybe a certain point in somebody's life, that does make sense. But sometimes when you hold back from this physical indulgence, you're limiting your avodas Hashem. As Rav Shimon Gamaliel says over here, don't hold back from that fig if it's going to be damaging and it's going to impact your ability to work properly for your employer. And over here, the Hashem tells us these are the animals that you are allowed to eat from. Just to wrap up with one more piece, is at the end of the Parsha, tells us that one of the explanations for the mitzvah of kashrus is lahavdil. Last pasuk in the parsha, lahavdil bein atame ubein atahor bein achayam anachel bein achayah shelo seachel, to divide between the tame and the tahor, things that you can eat that you can't eat. And in general, even a few pesukim earlier, it seems that there's a havdalah that we're trying to create. And this is, as we talk about Kilayim, the first few Mishnayos of Maseches Kilayim are dealing with what's considered a mixture or not. And in order for things to be a mixture, we need to identify them as two different species. And these first Mishnayos deal with with various species of produce that are so similar that they are not considered different species, and therefore mixing them would not be a violation of kilayim. That sometimes you need you need to divide them first in order for them to be inappropriately mixed. So as we get to these havdalas in the parsha, and we think about the havdalah between what's kosher and what's not, and ultimately what this separates is between Klal Yisrael and Goyim, this Havdalah is definitely a major theme. And then the inappropriate mixing between foods that we should eat and foods that we should not eat, and people that are part of Klal Yisrael and people that are not, also will spill over into the different species that we're not supposed to mix in Kilayim. Have a beautiful Shabbos, and Hatzlacha with Maseches Kilayim.